Something I like to do when nobody's watching is when I'm vacuuming and I get done vacuuming, I pull the cord out of the wall and go, "Get over here!" Get over here.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, Episode 1. My name is Matt. I've been with you through this whole journey, through Three Way of Awesome, Power Up Podcast, and now this. I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's up, guys?
Nothing.
Not a lot. First podcast. I'm amped.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad to see what you're going to do. I mean, Andy, I already know what he's capable of. I have no idea what you're capable of. Yeah.
Drinking and talking.
Puking all over the mic.
Hey, yeah. Matt has... Rah!
If you puked on my mic, I'd be pissed. I don't think they make these anymore. I have no idea where I can get $15 microphones that work like $80 microphones.
I'll buy you a gold-studded one and then put rhinestones on it.
A gold-studded one? Yeah. Awesome.
A gold-studded with rhinestones. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
Because it'll devalue the gold.
I'll just pick the rhinestones out. I'll be here with a chisel.
Nope.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, he's going to put the rhinestones on top of the gold studs, so you have to pry off the whole thing.
Can't I just melt it down and then pick out the rhinestones and then sell the gold?
That'd be fucked up.
He makes you a perfectly nice present and you just ruin it.
He comes back, he's like, "Matt, where's that gold?" Wait a second, when did you get a bouncy house?
I was going to say, you're wearing like jewelry and all this crazy shit, be like, what?
Yeah. When did you get 5 gold teeth?
I've got a big pendant of myself. Yeah, what's up?
Yo, you got like 8 computers. It's like, I just got new.
Yeah, I mean, I just got some new equipment, whatever. Yeah. I lost the microphone.
Yeah, laptops like, stacked on top of laptops. Inception style.
Seven iPads just sitting there. You're not even using them. You're just using them as paperweights.
I stand on them. I'm like, these give me a couple more inches on my height for the NFL combine.
This table's a little wobbly. Just jam that under there.
Put an iPad under there. Yeah, there we go. Very stable. Awesome.
Thanks, Steve Jobs.
So one thing I noticed today is something that has come full circle on all the podcasts. I listened to episode 1 of Three Way of Awesome earlier today. During the sports segment, I mentioned that in 2 years, there might be an NFL lockout. Oh. Tomorrow is the expected end of that NFL lockout.
Oh, yeah, because then they make a deal.
Yeah, very full circle right there.
Nice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Does your mind get fucked?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of a mind fuck there. Also, let this be the first theme of the podcast. It's fucking hot.
I don't think it's really hot as it is just humid.
It's humid today, but today there were other days. There were other days that were just fucking hot. It was like 99 degrees. That's hot.
Yeah, like yesterday it was like 97 or something, and it was still as humid as today. It was awful.
Yeah, today wasn't too bad. Just humid.
Yeah, I was outside some today. It wasn't that bad. I got such a bad sunburn. I had first degree burns on my fucking back, dude. It was so bad. I'm still peeling right now. It's awful. I feel like a snake. I'm molting.
I saw your Google thing about in a comfy position. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I was sitting there in a comfortable position. I was like, hey, this isn't bad because for a couple days, like, no position I could sit in. But the thing is, like, drink a bottle of water beforehand. I sit down, I turn on some house. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. Damn it. So I get up, and it took me like 2.5 more hours to get back in that same position.
You sound like an old person. Like, I mean, I really think that that's the reason why they soil themselves. It's not not out of, you know, like, I don't have control over my bodily functions. I think it's just a comfort issue. Like, I have to get up and go to the bathroom? I'm old. Whatever.
Your priorities change when you get old.
Yeah, you're not impressing anyone.
This is what depends are for.
Incontinence is just an issue of the mind.
Yeah.
Grandma, you know, you can go to the bathroom. No! I'm comfy.
All right, so this week's podcast will probably be pretty newsy because we didn't kind of come up with any special segments. We might have some next week. We'll for sure have some next week. But for this week, we're going to have news, technology news, and gaming news. We'll finish with gaming news.
Sounds good.
All right. You guys ready for some news?
No.
Yeah. You're not ready? All right. Let's play the old drop here. I'm going to play the old, old drop.
The old.
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
And I just remembered why I don't play that drop first when we have news first, because it says take a break from gaming news, but we haven't had gaming news yet.
I also know it said Power Up. What?
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, I don't have new drops.
It's just laziness.
So that's all I got.
Just recycle it. It's no what. Yeah. No big deal.
All right, first up, Father Andre Garcia Torres, fired for being gay. He was a minister.
Where at?
Oh, jeez.
I think we should call him Padre.
Cuba.
Padre.
Cuba. He's in Cuba.
Padre.
Cuba's not very big, so just Cuba, somewhere in Cuba.
Yeah.
Manny Camacho's probably listening to this going, fuck you, Cuba's not big. All right, so he was fired for being gay, and he says to prove he's not gay, he wants the Pope to measure his anus. It may just be me, but if you want the Pope to measure your anus, you're probably gay. So,
well, I mean, is he wanting like a diameter, like maybe a
circumference?
I don't even think the Pope would do that.
I don't think the Pope would do that either.
Did he ask specifically, like, I want the Pope to personally come out of his Pope mobile and measure my anus? The
Pope's got like a ruler in hand. He's like, bend over, son.
No. That's what his papal staff is for. As the notches.
He wants him to measure it to prove that it's not dilated.
He could be the pitcher, though.
Yeah, exactly. He could be the pitcher.
I mean, don't know that. Aren't they usually accused of being the pitcher? The Padres?
The Padres.
That's a good one.
But like I said, he says he's not gay, but they fired him for being gay because this is the Catholic Church. But he wants the Pope to measure his anus, so didn't he just confirm what they thought? That's pretty gay if you want someone to measure your anus.
Or he's really devoted to Jesus.
He must be super devoted to Jesus. He must be Jesus' life partner, if you will.
What if back in the day someone was like, Jesus, you're so gay? And he's like, here, measure my butt.
Like, I don't even know how you go about that. Like, you just ruler it right there? Is there any sort of tool that you use?
Is there a table already established for this?
Yeah.
Is it like the, I don't know, the Ricky Martin scale of dilation?
like they have their own measurement, like South Park has. You know, it's 8 Keurigs.
Yeah. the Ricky Martin scale.
They're probably labeled too. It's like, yeah, you're about a Ryan Seacrest.
The top is Livin' La Vida Loca.
You are really Livin' La Vida Loca right now. That is gigantic.
You have no idea.
All right, next up, TSA agent grabs Rick Case's pen, faces grand theft charges. Rick Case owns car dealerships in the Florida area.
Oh, all right. Got it.
Apparently, the TSA agent thought, oh my God, why do people not have normal names in news stories? The TSA agent, Toussaint Putty.
Great.
grabbed Mr. Case's pen as it was going through the scanning. Case forgot it, and so we just grabbed the pen. Didn't think anything of it. He just kept it. Apparently, Case came back looking for the pen. He said he hadn't found it. So he goes to police and say, yeah, I took this pen. I should have brought it back the first time, but here it is now. Apparently, Case is going to press charges. This pen was worth $450.
What?
So now Mr. Putty faces grand theft charges for this pen.
You think he has a putty tat?
I do. I think he's a putty tat.
I think that, you know, when you name a kid, you're automatically, like, if you name a kid Jeeves, he's going to be a butler. If your last name is Finkel, you're either going to be a scientist or the butt of every joke ever. You're going to be stuck as like a rapist in a news story.
I wonder where he's from, because like, if I had the last name Putty, I would try and give him like a normal like first name, like Mark. Like, your name is Mark. But no, they went with Toussaint. T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N.
So I'm wondering what's so special about this pen. Like, is it like Bic refills?
It was a Mont Blanc pen. To me, it just kind of looks like a fancy pen that would cost you like $20 or something. But apparently, it was like $450. It was expensive.
Why?
I don't know. Pens that
expensive? I don't know why you would buy an expensive pen, but
to be an asshole.
Yes.
I guess to prove your worth or something.
I'm so cool. I buy $500 pens. And I ate a money salad last night. So tonight I'm going to shit ones and wipe with 20s.
My penis is small.
Hey, there we go. That's the first drop on the new soundboard. Right there.
Sweet.
There you go. You've made the first one. Jeez, all right. Christ. So speaking of weird names, New Zealand has banned weird baby names.
What constitutes weird baby name?
Apparently, people have named their kids letters like C, D, I, and T.
Just letters. That's all. Just C.
They've also there was a name called Dear Pineapple that they had. Oh no, this was in the Dominican Republic. So New Zealand has, but this is an example from the Dominican Republic, which did the same thing in 07.
Dear Pineapple.
In 07, the Dominican Republic banned names like Dear Pineapple or Dummy Ruiz.
Wow.
So apparently you can't name your kids like that. Apparently.
Dear Pineapple.
Yeah, apparently they named their kid Dear Pineapple. There was also a name that, oh my God. You can't really pronounce it, so I'll just say it. It was spelled BRFXXCCXXMNPCCCCLLMMPRXVCLMNKCSSQLBB11116. Pronounced Albin.
Albin.
So did someone like punch a keyboard when they were...
Yeah, I actually think that was just the news writer so upset that he had to write this shitty story that he started rolling his face across his keyboard.
This is what I'm set with.
Well, fuck you, editor!
Who gets raised now?
They've also banned names like Baron, Bishop, Duke, General, Judge, Justice, and King because those are too close to titles. I guess one day you could be King King. Shit, your last name could be King.
That'd be cool.
King, King, King. Oh, the initials are horrible.
God, that'd be awful. And I remember a few years back they were doing the same thing in Japan. Where I guess it was a thing with like the police database where they couldn't like register all these weird names. Like people in Japan would name their kid like just the at sign, the A with a circle around it, or like an asterisk.
That's when they mentioned like no symbols.
Dude.
And like this with like Albin or whatever it is, they specifically typed that one up, which means there's more than one case of that name.
That's like, true.
That's just weird to me.
Yeah, I don't see why you would name your kid something just ridiculous. Like, is it John Travolta's, one of his kids, named Pilot Inspector?
I think you're thinking of Frank Zappa's kids.
Is it Frank Zappa?
Frank Zappa has, like, Moon Unit and...
I thought John Travolta had a weird name in there. I don't know.
I remember there's some celebrity baby named Apple.
I think that's Gwyneth Paltrow and the guy from Coldplay. What?
Chris Martin.
I think so. I know the guy from Coldplay is involved.
Just why? What's wrong with normal names like Andy, Skyler?
Nah, Skyler's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a little out there. I'm not going to lie.
No, it's definitely not Pilot Inspector.
Yeah. Or Apple. Or Albin.
Albin, spelled with 38 characters.
Yeah, there's silent X's all through there. You guess, and I will correct you.
Pronounce one of those damn X's. I dare you, pronounce the X.
Oh, wait, I found John Travolta's kids' names.
And their kids' names are?
Hold on. It's one thing the iPhone needs is like a find function.
Control F.
Yeah, it needs that.
The iPhone just needs a function to turn into a droid. Control D.
Oh, okay, another one of Frank Zappa's kids is Dweezil.
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 That's a horrible name.
Dweezil, and then Moon Unit, and then...
Moon Unit.
Oh, Jesus Lord.
That sounds like a unit of measurement on the moon. Like, how many moon units is it from the lander to that rock?
Yeah, that's like a shitty sci-fi. We're 8 moon units away from the people. The aliens are coming.
All right, well, you look that up. I'm going to move on to the next story. So if you find it, just interrupt me. Hamad, the biggest name in the desert. Arab Sheikh carves 2 miles long name in the sand that is visible from space. Hamad bin Hamadan al-Nahyan, 63, got a group of people together. He's part of the royal family in the United Arab Emirates. And scrawled
so he's not important.
Has scrawled his name in the sand so big it could be seen from space.
And then the tide came in and ruined everything.
It's actually, it's near the edge of the water, so that the water has like kind of filled in and starts filling in his name.
Oh, so it's that deep.
Yeah, it's that deep that the water is pouring into his name and filling it. On the picture here, it's covered the H and A, and it's up the first part of the M.
That's just really, really pompous.
He's known for lavish things. Let me find it real quick. I
bet he has like a $400 pen.
Bet you has more than a $400 pen. Right,
so the Gwyneth Paltrow's kid's name is Apple.
Apple.
Called it.
And Keith Richards' daughter's name is Dandelion.
Dandelion. Oh my god.
Right, Dandelion, you can kind of picture like some hippie lady, yeah, okay. like someone born in the 70s probably still has that name.
It is Keith Richards too.
Yeah. Hamad is also known as the Rainbow Sheik, so maybe he wants the Pope to measure his anus too. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
He's understood to have some 200 cars, including 7 Mercedes 500 SELs, painted in different colors of the rainbow, which he stores in a giant pyramid. He also has a taste
for money.
He has a taste for doing things on a large scale. He has the world's largest pickup truck, 8 times the size of a Dodge Power Wagon, with 4 bedrooms inside the cabin.
What?
Hamad has constructed a motorhome in the shape of a giant globe, which is exactly 1 millionth the size of the actual Earth.
I want to see this. I want to see the truck.
Dude, the truck's got to be amazing.
You know, I bet beds in it. Like, if any one of his friends ever had a falling out, or if there's like a girlfriend that broke up with him, they're probably just like fucking shooting himself in the face. Like, oh man, biggest pickup truck in the world.
It's 4 bedrooms.
I only had to put up with like a 2-inch wiener. That's all I had to do.
I think that's another clip. We are barreling towards a new soundboard.
Love it.
I'll get one in there eventually. I'm sure of it.
That's what she said.
Hey, there's one right there. You can take that out of context. All right, next up, live-action Captain Planet movie in the works. Your thoughts on this, guys?
I'm going to go see it, but I'm going to go see it in the same respect that I went to go see Skyline.
out of anger?
Where I'm like, well, you know, I know that, you know, the guy from Scrubs is in it, but, you know, in this case, it'd be Captain America, because I don't know if anyone's from Scrubs is in that, but... I'm gonna go for that one iconic. But I'm gonna go for that one iconic piece, and then just hate the entire movie. And I'm like, well, yeah, I kind of went in expecting this.
Yeah, I'm still gonna see it, like nonetheless.
I don't know if I'm gonna go see that.
It's Captain Planet, dude.
Captain Planet, like really?
Dude, I'm still saying big budget Power Rangers reboot.
Oh my god!
Do it like Michael Bay.
Shut up and take my money right there. Yeah.
Like, give it to Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Oh, my God. I'd be all over that.
Yeah. Yeah. And make it serious.
I have that sound effect.
And, take my money.
I don't know. Whenever I watched Captain Planet, did anyone else ever understand what the kid who had the heart power...
Dude, he just got screwed.
I don't... Well, like, I remember seeing one episode. There was a giant rat, and they were in a sewer for some reason, because that's where the pollution was. And this kid kills the rat with his heart ring. And I'm like... Okay, apparently it can kill things, but I don't know what heart does. Like,
maybe gave it a heart attack.
Yeah, that's the only possible thing that I could have ever figured out.
It'd be such a dick ring, be like, heart attack.
Cardiac arrest.
That would suck. Worst power ever.
You have a heart murmur now.
Your power is not heart, it's dick move.
Well, I mean, like, wind. That's an actual thing. Like, that's wind. And then fire, you know, he made fire. And heart, I don't know what that does.
He's got a monkey.
Yeah. But he's a weird Indian kid, so I mean, it's
from
also
South America.
Step back.
Is he?
I think he's from South America.
He's brown.
So to an American, that's all the same. Yeah. He could be Indian, South American, Cuban, Arab, I don't know, whatever.
There's 3 countries in this world. There's America, America's hat, and then everyone else.
America.
America's hat. All right, last up in news. A man cut off his son's thumb trying to saw off his cast with a circular saw.
Okay, that's a home job, I would assume. And he's definitely going to go back to the hospital to get another cast.
Yep.
To keep his thumb in place.
Yep. It cut off the tip of his thumb and nearly cut off his index finger. His father was taken to jail and is being held on $7,500 bond.
How old was the kid?
15.
I'd be so pissed. Like, I
gotta say. He's gonna be known in high school.
And the dad was 33. So he must have had him when he was 18.
Yeah.
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 So this guy already sounds like a winner. He's making good decisions all across the board.
Why would you do that? Like, you can go back to the hospital or the doctor and they take that off.
And I'm pretty sure they don't really charge you.
Is it?
Right?
Don't you kind of pay for it in the first place, and you come back and take it off, or is it two separate payments? Because that's kind of a dick move.
Well, maybe this was already like a home cast job. Like, hey, stick your arm in this plaster. Don't move for 20 minutes.
Apparently, it was a legit cast. It was purple, so maybe he has something against the color purple. I don't know.
Fucking purple.
But I'm gonna measure Uranus, son.
With this cast.
Here's the Ricky Martin scale.
She bangs. All right.
You're okay.
All right, and so that'll do it for news. Let's move on to technology news. Hopefully this doesn't have power up in the drop, but I don't know. So let's hear it. How do you kill that which has no life? Time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on Power Up Podcast. Still has the power up. That's all right. I'll make new music this week. We still have formerly Power Up Podcast in our name, so, you know. I guess it works.
10 episodes.
Yeah, that's right. First up, internet service provider refuses to block the Pirate Bay. Internet service provider Elisa in Finland refuses to block the Pirate Bay.
Nice.
A copyright committee was the CIAPC, Copyright Information Anti-Piracy Center, was trying to get them to block the Pirate Bay, and they said they will not block internet access to their users on any site.
That's nice.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys have ever been to the Pirate Bay. I mean,
I've been to the Pirate Bay.
Okay. I don't download anything from there, obviously.
No. I just go there to check it out.
Yeah.
They have good news articles.
I'm just making sure to see what's up, you know?
You know, I download the public documents, newspapers.
Yeah, everything I've ever downloaded has been public domain.
Yeah. Yeah. Like MIDI files, right?
Yeah exactly.
Didn't they get, like, aren't they owned by a legitimate company now?
In, like, oh, God, I don't know.
I thought they were trying to, like, turn a profit.
Something happened, but I wasn't following it very closely.
Well, the Pirate Bay creators, they're in jail now.
Aren't they from, like, Sweden?
Yeah, they're from Sweden.
Well, they're based out of Sweden, yeah. And it's funny because, like, if you go on there, there's, like, a email link or whatever, and it's not, like, you email them. It's a list of emails that they've gotten from, like, Pixar and Disney and, like, all these other different places. And the emails are, like, really formal and stuff. And then, like, the responses, they put all of them on there. Like, yeah, well, you're basically a dickweed. Leave us alone. We're in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's all of their emails.
I remember at one point in time, they were trying to get together $100,000 so they could buy their own island and be their own country.
I know where that island was. It was, like, off the coast of England or something like that. It's like an... It used to be, like, an offshore oil area.
Yeah.
And, like, people took it over and, like, trying to make it their own recognized country, and they were going to try and buy it to move it there. Yeah.
Yeah, so then the Pirate Bay would be its own country.
That'd be awesome.
What would you name that country other than the Pirate Bay?
The Pirate Bay.
Could you see if they got, like, admittance to the UN? It's like they'd be sat next to, like, Botswana and Cameroon or something like that.
Dude, it'd be just some scrubby-looking internet, dude.
Isn't there, like, a line for, like, because I know there's, like, that one territory in Africa where, like, countries are constantly being established and intermingled and stuff. So I think there's, like, a tag team for the UN for, like, that little African territory. Like, hey, we're inside. Hutu, the Tutsi. No, and, you know, they're both sharing a chair. It's musical chairs
over there.
They're
sharing a chair. That would be kind of funny if, like, the Central Africa area is just, like, people playing musical chairs. Whoever's in the chair at the current moment gets to make the demands.
Oh, my God.
Your name goes up on the board. Well,
Sudan just got split into North and South Sudan.
Really?
Yeah.
How recently?
A few weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Shit's changing, dude. Shit changes all over the place in there. All right, next up in technology news, Google+. How are you guys liking it?
It's got potential.
I like it as itself, like, it's awesome, but there's not enough people on there yet for me to be on there all the time.
Well, that's what I think is genius about it, is, like, right now it's still, like, the beta phase, and it's an invite only.
Yeah.
So there's that instant, like, oh, man, I hope I get invited. I hope someone I know knows how to get on there, you know, like, and I think that's just genius how there's that instant anticipation for an invite.
And that probably made the amount of people want it more, too, is the special invites.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to mention this right now. If you want an invite to Google Plus, email us something about the podcast at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Tell us what you like.
Plug.
I'll send you an invite to Google Plus. And
I think all three of us have it, too.
So. Yeah, that's right. I was telling Andy this off-air. Facebook took, like, 2.5 years to reach 10 million users. Twitter took like a year and a half. Google Plus took 2 weeks.
Gross.
But dude, like, Facebook's like 750 million.
Dude, they
now.
Yeah, dude, they're like,
they're so close to a billion.
They're like a slightly large country away from like a billion users. That's insane. That's like a seventh of the world's population.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of that has just been like, you know, you have those people who are like, well, I don't really want to make an online account, but then, you know, everyone else is doing it, and I can't really keep in touch. And, like, I think progressively everyone's kind of geared towards Facebook, and then once they're on Facebook, they're looking at other places. Like, that's probably why things are populating faster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think Google will ever replace Facebook, ever.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Because I know right now they're kind of doing the few things that Facebook hasn't done, right? Like the chat.
But
Facebook's chat's all fucked up. Another thing is, if you post something on Facebook, Facebook reserves the right to use it at any time. If you look in Google Plus's terms and conditions, whatever you post is still your property. Google's not allowed to use it.
Well, Google's pretty cool about stuff.
Now they are. I remember someone saying, I think it's funny how Google plays cute and tells me to enter my personal information when I sign up to Google Plus. Because they already have that shit. Plus, like, everything's on Google now, like FeedBurner, Blogger, Gmail.
And yeah, if you have Gmail, it's all integrated and shit.
Yeah.
And like I could just imagine how compatible that's going to be with like smartphones, like the Droid.
Yeah, the iPhone has the app now, which I was using it.
Yeah, I've got the app on my phone too.
Probably a little bit sooner than yours, Andy.
Yeah, you know? It was a little bit sooner, about a couple weeks.
I'm over here talking with the rumor touch.
Bullshit. Still a phone.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not.
It's a phone, and it's like $25 a month for my plan.
I'm just addicted to cellular technology. I think that shit's amazing. It blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's like I'm holding my computer in my hand. I can look up porn if I want.
Speaking of the iPhone, an entire fake Apple store was found in China. Apparently an American living in Kunming, the capital of the largest city of the Yunnan province in southwest China, came across a fake Apple store. He said, and there's pictures here. I'll post the link on our Facebook page. So search 3-Hit Combo Podcast on Facebook to find the pictures. Yeah, I've become a pro at that, haven't I?
It's all good.
Anyway, well, this is our podcast. Of course I'm plugging it. It's not like I'm on someone else's podcast.
By the way,
like,
eat at Joe's, you know.
we should try and get sponsored. It'll be like The River, except without 18 minutes of commercials and 5 minutes of songs.
We could probably get some better mics in this setup. You know?
One day, man. One fucking day, we will.
Soundproof the room.
And my microphone stand will have tassels on it like Aerosmith.
Dream on!
But this Apple store, the pictures, it looks like an Apple store. I mean, you guys have been in the Apple store, right?
Except there's a grapefruit where the apple is.
And all the things, they look like iPads, they look like iMacs and everything, but they're fake. They're not. They're third party. They're not Apple products. Even the workers there wear the Apple store shirts like they're working in the Apple store, but it's
not. So
they're
just getting like the crap suit out of them or what?
Yeah, I would imagine Apple would be all over that.
They probably are now. Like, this was only posted 4 days ago, so.
Yeah. There's probably, you know, some elite core of Apple enforcers that, you know.
Yeah, they wear swastikas.
It's military force.
It's amazing the length they went to make this look like a real Apple store. Like, I probably, if I wouldn't have, like, just looking at these pictures, I think it's a real Apple store. Because I don't have the computers in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently the computers are all fake. They're not real Apple products.
Well, maybe they're just putting a real picture and, you know, it's some, like, shack with a Apple spray painted on it. Some easily duped American.
All right, next up, the group Anonymous. claims to have breached NATO security.
I'm not entirely surprised.
But they also say they're not going to do anything with it.
That sounds exactly like what ABC Soup would do.
I'm pretty sure if they do something with it, the government would just destroy them.
No internet for anyone ever again. Yeah. Nope, ever. Not allowing it.
Ever.
They were going to prove it by releasing two PDF documents, but there's really nothing special on them. They say they have about a gigabyte worth of data in PDF documents, so that's quite a bit of data.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude, they're probably smart not to release that, because...
It's not like NATO has like Iron Man 2 stored on their servers or something. So they have a gigabyte, but it's Iron Man 2 and like three pages of documents.
Here's these three pages, and hey, you get the new Kung Fu Panda movie.
And the Blu-ray rip.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people, I think once Anonymous sets its sights on something, it'll eventually do it. I mean, just by sheer numbers.
I also saw Anonymous, which kind of goes against what Anonymous is. It just goes against Anonymous. They're starting their own social network.
I saw that, but I didn't read into it.
Yeah, I didn't save the story. I wish I would have, but I was kind of. I had enough stories already, but.
How do you start a social network?
Is it basically going to be like random on 4chan then?
I would assume. I mean, it's anonymous. You're supposed to remain anonymous, so how is that necessarily a social network?
Hey, be friends with me. Where are you? I'm anonymous 7590.
I would never want to join that network because you're probably going to have to put an email and password and stuff in there. And this is anonymous. I mean, sometimes they hack for good. Sometimes they hack just because they hack. So I'm like, I don't want them having my information. Damn.
Yeah, the PSN network, the reason why it went down is just because they hacked in and they didn't actually do anything. But...
Dude, you know what I thought was insane was the sheer amount of just video game companies getting the fuck hacked out of them after the PlayStation Network. Because, that happened, and then, 18 other companies just got it.
Yeah, everyone got hacked.
I thought it was really funny how they had...
on a rented Amazon server.
What's his face? The guy who threatened to destroy Anonymous or whatever.
What the fuck was that guy's name? I know
everyone forgot about him. I just think it's so funny. There was a thing on Stephen Colbert about it, and they remotely wiped his iPad. That was one thing they did. They took all of his emails and put them up on a giant PDF file, and then everyone torrented it and then started seeding it and stuff. So everyone got them, and it was this big security corporation. Everyone was all freaking out about it. But I just think the funniest thing was they remotely wiped his iPad, which is just. Like the icing on the shit sundae.
That's awesome.
Your day wakes up, your identity's stolen, and you're like, I'm going to get on Google on my iPad. Then you just turn it on.
There's nothing. It's back to factory default. Yeah. It's like, thank you for purchasing an iPad. You're like, son of a bitch.
Well, they hacked his Twitter account too, and they changed. Oh, it was Barone. That was his last name. It was Tony Barone or something like that.
I don't remember specifically either.
But they changed his picture to the Forever Alone face and said Forever Balone. Or Barone or something like that.
That is awesome.
That is pretty funny. All right, last in technology news. News of the world. I'm sure a lot of people have heard about this. How did they hack everybody's phone? Hack into the voicemail specifically.
Oh.
Apparently... You can call a phone. You can cell phone spoofing. Has anyone ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
It's a program that changes your number to just any number.
Oh, I fucking hate those people.
And I actually have a video after the podcast if you guys want to see it about someone doing spoofing and changing some guy's voicemail greeting. It's hilarious. Huh. But it was nothing. Well, I mean, I guess technically it was malicious, but he kind of changed his name to that of an escort. But... apparently,
sugar buns.
For a lot of phones, if you call the phone from that phone's phone number, you can get into the voicemail. But if you have it password protected, they have to know the password. I didn't realize there was anything but password protection on voicemail. I remember when I set up my voicemail, I don't think I had an option not to put a password on it.
I don't know. Verizon and Virgin Mobile both. Those are the both carriers I had, and they both had passwords.
I think back in the old days, if you're still on an old service or something.
But apparently enough people didn't have their password protected that you could actually get in.
It might be Cricket or something like that, where it's just not even like one of the major carriers.
Yeah. One of the steps this Gizmodo article says to keeping your information safe is to block your outgoing caller ID so it says, you know, like, what does it say, like block number or something like that. If it's the people I know, if I was calling them like that, I would never talk to another person on the phone again.
Yeah.
Because no one answers the phone when
if
it
I
says
like that.
If I see
that when someone calls me, I'm like, am I going to pick that up?
Yeah, nobody answers the phone with that.
I do.
Do you?
I specifically answer it just so I can find out who it is. And like, there was just one time my ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend called me with a blocked number. And he was just breathing into the phone like it was supposed to scare me, like one of the horror movies. I'm like,
it just sounded like you got done running.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you okay? Are you asthmatic? Are you fine? And like, I could just totally tell it was him. It wasn't mysterious at all. But you know, I like to fuck with those people just because they always think that you're gonna come at the phone call all skeptical and stuff. And
yeah, who is this?
Hey,
nice try, asshole. I'm gonna find you.
Stop calling me, man.
All right, so that'll do it for technology news. You guys ready for the main event? Some gaming news? Again, I don't know if this drops as Power Up Podcast, so here we go.
Hey, listen.
Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here's gaming news.
You know our motto. We deliver.
Oh, maybe we can keep that one then when I do new drops.
Yeah. Well, so far you're batting zero.
Yeah, so what am I betting now? 0.333
yeah,
repeating?
333.
You can round it up, so or actually you'd round it down.
So 0.300?
Yeah.
Aw, damn. Super Meat Boy developers don't care about piracy. They literally said on the Dark Zero podcast when asking about people pirating their game, we don't fucking care. That is a direct quote.
Dude, they've made so much money.
And they said, they look at it this way, if someone pirates their game, they like it enough to the point where they're going to tell people, hey, let's look at this. And they're not going to say, hey, look at this game I stole. So people are going to want to go out and buy the game.
That's a sound theory.
Because not everybody pirates.
Yeah.
So
what game is it that everyone's pirating?
Super Meat Boy.
Oh.
Which I've seen. It looks like a fun-ass game.
Never seen it.
It looks like, have you ever played I Want to Be the Guy?
No.
Well, shit. It's like that.
Oh,
Battle
good.
Kid?
I'm glad it's like that.
Do you know about Battle Kid?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, it's like that, too.
What is this on, like, a console? Is this phone?
I Want to Be the Guy as a computer game that was kind of... It's like it's an extremely hard game. Like, that's the way it's kind of meant. And it's kind of wacky, too. Like, at the end of the game, once you finally beat the guy, you it does the ending from Super Mario World. And this isn't really a spoiler. This is, like, if you play the game, watch out. An apple falls from a tree while you're just sitting there kind of celebrating, and you don't think you can move because it's cinematic, but you can move. If that apple hits you, you die. You have to fight the boss again.
That is so awesome.
But off the popularity of that, games like Battle Kid, which is actually an NES game. It was made 2 years ago, but it's an NES game for the NES.
Huh.
So it was
That's
the first,
awesome.
Yeah, so you can buy it and play it on an NES. And Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy, which is on a computer and consoles. And it's kind of it's a game which is hard to play.
I'll check it out. I currently don't have my computer hooked up right now. So.
You should do that. Tune in it. Next up, are either of you guys planning on getting Star Wars The Old Republic?
No. Just because I have to pay $15 a month.
Unless it says Knights of, then no. Knights of the Old Republic.
It's
number one.
The same dudes.
Yeah, but they already screwed me with Knights of the Old Republic 2. The first one was amazing, the second one was stupid, and now I'm just not going to buy another game from them. With video games, with me, it's one strike, you're out. That's how I went with movie games. I played Shrek 2. I rented it because I was a kid, and I was foolish. And now I'm never going to buy another, or rent another movie game. But Captain America looks pretty cool. Captain America game.
What, rented the Terminator.
Oh, X-Men Origins Wolverine, the game, was apparently really fun. It apparently had nothing to do with the movie. But
I rented the Terminator game.
For NES?
Horrible. No. Like Terminator Salvation for the Xbox.
Did you guys ever play Final Recall for the NES?
No.
That was a game? Oh my god. At some point in the game, I guess, you get dragged into an alley and you have to fight midgets in pink jumpsuits. That's level one. Yeah. I don't remember that in the movie, but it happened.
Sweet.
I played the the Jurassic Park game for
Game Boy?
Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo,
Super
yeah.
Nintendo. I streamed it. I nearly beat the whole thing.
Is it the one where you're Grant and you're like running around and it's like a top-down shooter?
It's a top-down, but when you go into building, it's a first-person view. And it's first-person shooter with the Super Nintendo controller. It's fucked up. Huh. But it's fun-ish.
I had the Game Boy.
It's fun though. Enough that I tried to beat it. I have a video saved, actually. It's still on the Power Up Podcast YouTube of me getting eaten by a T-Rex.
I think Lawnmower Man, that one had a pretty solid game for the Super Nintendo.
Felix the Cat's pretty sweet. Yeah. I streamed that last night. Or no, yesterday afternoon.
It's right up there with a Betty Boop first-person shooter. Boop, boop, ba-doop.
But I was going to go into the fact that the collector's edition was potentially leaked, the things that are in it. But I can't really zoom in, so I can't really read much of it unless I squint. And I still can't read that much. So, who put this up? Oh, Star Wars The Old Republic Strategies.com. Why you no zoom in?
I don't know. Isn't, like, the point of getting, like, a collector's thing not the game, but, like, whatever fucking, like, poster or keychain or whatever you get with it?
The not only that. Collector's thing I've ever gotten was a keychain for Battlefield Bad Company. I won the Collector's Edition Halo 3 case, but I didn't get the Collector's Edition. I won it by guessing a trivia question on launch night.
Nice.
It was an easy trivia question, too. Who were the main enemies in the first Halo game? The Elites.
Like the Covenant.
Well, it was more... I guess that might not necessarily have been the question, but the answer was Elites. I guess the main infantry unit or something like that. Anyway. Shifting gears here. Has anyone seen who the new DLC for Mortal Kombat is going to be? Have you seen this, Skyler? The new downloadable character. Could you venture a guess? It's not a video game character.
It's from a movie.
I guess technically he's been in video games, but only a couple, I think.
Okay, I was going to say Beautiful Joe, because, you know.
Beautiful Joe in Mortal Kombat.
That'd be crazy.
I ripped her fucking head off! No, the next DLC from Mortal Kombat is going to be Freddy Krueger.
Why?
He looks pretty sweet to play as, honestly. Cool, like, his fatalities look freaking sweet, too. Did you see his fatalities? Yeah. The first one is, you remember from, I think it was like the first Nightmare on Elm Street when, wasn't it Brad Pitt was on the bed and he got pulled in? And then the blood shot out onto the wall, or onto the ceiling? Well, what you do is, like, he opens up kind of like a hole in the ground and pulls the opponent down in, and all of a sudden this blood, like a fountain of blood, starts shooting out. The other one is he makes an incinerator appear out of the ground, grabs the person, throws them in the incinerator, and they're all screaming and stuff, and he kind of goes over and waves at him and shuts the door.
Oh my god.
And that new Mortal Kombat game, I haven't had a chance to play it myself, but it looks really cool how they like carry over injuries. Like if I rip out your kidney in the first round, you're missing a kidney and there's a hole in the side of you. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's I played a lot of it. It's fun as shit. And there's so much to do, like, really.
The collector's edition with that was, like, bookends, which looked really cool because it had, like, Scorpion on one side, and he was shooting out his little come-over-here whip thing, and then Sub-Zero was on the other side, like, on your other bookend, and he was getting stabbed through with it. Really cool.
That's really cool.
Something I like to do when nobody's watching is when I'm vacuuming, and I get done vacuuming, I pull the cord out of the wall and go, "Get over here!"
I was going to guess masturbate.
Well, that too, but I mean, that's
that's
a given. Battlefield 3, anyone excited for that?
I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it too, but I'm a big Battlefield mark. I love Battlefield.
I like the story and stuff in the Battlefield Bad Company, but after that I stopped playing just because the controls were so different from Call of Duty, and
yeah,
I like Call of Duty.
Battlefield Bad Company 2 was a good game. I feel like the only thing they didn't do right was they turned it serious.
Yeah, it looked super serious.
Battlefield Bad Company, and like, it wasn't a bad story. Like, if this was like a Modern Warfare, it would have been an awesome story. And it was still a good story, but the thing is, it was such a change from 1 to 2. In the first game, they were all, you know, kind of goofy, having fun. They were kind of in it for their own reasons to get gold. In the second game, they're all kind of serious, like, "We're going to finish this war." It's just like...
Like, do they even have, like, the same characters at all, or...?
In Battlefield 3, no.
No, in Bad Company 2.
Yeah, same characters. Same characters, different personalities.
I'm going to buy a Truckosaurus. Now let's finish this.
The ending to Battlefield Bad Company 2 is one of the most badass endings in all of gaming. Will it spoil it for you if I tell you? The game's been out for like a year or something. What it is the final battle takes place on a freaking airplane. And your partners jump out, you know, and kind of pull their chutes and stuff. And then you go and grab a chute, and the bad guy runs and grabs a chute and jumps out. So you don't have a chute, so you just jump out of the airplane, and you have to shoot him as you're going down. And so you shoot the guy and kill him, who was it? I think it was Haggard grabs the parachute and, like, starts trying to, like, slow himself down by spreading his arms out and stuff, and you have to reach down and grab the parachute, put it on, and, like, launch it. It's epic intense. As shit.
I was, I don't know, I was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Was it 2? I don't know. The one that ends with Makarov? I think that's 2.
Yeah.
Where, like, I don't know, I just, or no, it was the end of the first one, and I just really didn't enjoy that ending. Like, I mean,
is that the bridge one?
Yeah,
dude, that pissed me off when everyone just died.
Yeah,
I was like,
like it was a really cool, cool game leading up to it. Everything was really intense. You were flying through, you know, getting shot at by a helicopter or whatever, and like, I don't know, you just end with everyone bleeding out on a friggin' bridge.
Like, I got attached to the characters too. That's why I was all pissed off.
It's like Talladega Nights, dude. It's a great movie, dumb ending. It's like, oh, his best friend won everything and took his wife, and they're all happy about it. Wait, what?
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake. Apparently, GameStop wants to grow $1.5 billion in revenue by 2014, and they're going to do this by selling games online. They want to take away from Steam.
Maybe they should have hired me then.
Should have hired
assholes.
You.
I heard GameStop was not a fun company to work for.
I've heard that from more people than I haven't heard it from. I've known a few people that work there, and more people than not say they hated it.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just hate the food industry.
It's horrible.
And I wanted to get out into retail.
I've noticed though, like, this past year when I've had like 800 jobs, I've noticed that the food industry has worse customers, but it's more fun. Like, it seems like you build more camaraderie with your coworkers. In the retail business, it's always been like, I go in, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hey, you ready to work? Yeah, dude, how you been? Good. Here, you want to put this away? Oh, okay. I'm going to go put this away. But then when I worked at Panera, I come and be like, hey, and everyone's like, hey! Ah!
I just remember, my fondest memory of all of us working at Panera was, it was like, busy as shit. And we were all like everyone was working on the line, and I was working on the far left register. And then Josh just comes out from the back and starts helping out, and he just says, shout, shout. And everyone else just goes with the rest of the song. And we just, like, everyone said the lines, so it sounded like a really, like, demonic chant. And, like, this was in the middle of a rush, and I stopped what I was doing, and I was saying it too. And, like, I could just only imagine what customers were thinking of us. But it was so funny.
There was one time, I guess, I was singing I Believe I Can Fly really loud while I was doing line, and I didn't notice it, but I guess there was like 3 customers behind the line just laughing their ass off.
All right, I'm going to share one story, but we could spend forever on Panera stories.
Yeah.
But my favorite one is when your brother was doing icing for like bagels or something, and he takes the white icing, dribbles it over his mouth, sneaks onto the line, crouches down so he's at like Brent's waist, tugs on his apron. Brent looks down at Steven with this white icing on his mouth, and he goes, are you done yet? And Brent had to go in the back for like 20 minutes. He was laughing so hard.
Brent has that hyena laugh where he's like,
called it the cackle. Dude,
the cackle.
Cackle.
I played Uncharted 2 with him online, and I had the headset, and we'd be playing, we'd be talking, and then he would just die, and then I just hear like cackle in my ear. I was like, oh my god.
And I think a big thing with like the camaraderie thing between retail and food is like, with food, it's a lot, I don't know if it's right to say harder work, but it's like a lot busier in pulses and stuff, and you're like working harder as a group.
Yeah, I've noticed that between food and retail. Like, food, there's like, retail, it's usually like if it's a busy, quote-unquote busy day, it's the same busy at 5 o'clock than it is at 10 o'clock. If it's a busy day, like a night at like Panera or something, it's like dead at 4, dead at 5, busy as shit between 6 and 7, then dead. And like that busy time is insane.
Unless it's ass rape Saturday. Yeah, Old Navy's having that fucking sale after Black Friday.
Butt fuck Saturday.
Yeah. And Old Navy closed down, so that Panera's not having it anymore. Yeah.
Dude, we still get butt fuck Saturdays.
All right, so moving on now. Yeah. We should just do like a.
That would be good.
I don't know if it's like a podcast, but something about just Panera stories, because we have awesome ones to share.
We have so many.
Oh my God, we have such good stories. Anyway, this past week was the anniversary of Final Fantasy X, the 10th anniversary of it being released. Final Fantasy X was the game that sent the PS2 over the N64 in sales.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's the one that put it ahead of the N64 selling-wise. Huh. A few things from Final Fantasy X that you might not know was that it got a 39 out of 40 total score in Famitsu magazine.
Oh, yeah, they're like the huge, like, Japanese raiders.
Yeah, 39.
Like, everyone goes.
Spent 8 consecutive weeks in the top 10 of sales.
Does it say why it didn't get a perfect?
Oh, man. I can't remember
if it was on her period.
If it was in here, I can't remember if it was in here or another article. Okay. Final Fantasy X's 39 out of 40 showing placed it in a very small group of 9 games that had managed at least 39 out of 40. Okay, so, one reviewer said the character customization felt limiting, and instead of it getting a 10 out of 10, a 10, 10, 10, 10, or 4 10s from the reviewers, it got a 10, 10, 10, 9.
Douchebag.
But
dude, he's that guy.
It placed it in a group consisting of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, of Virtua Fighter 2, Soul Calibur, Super Mario 64, and Tekken 3.
I'm
Tekken
happy with all
was
of
a
those.
Good, yeah, Tekken 3 was a good game. Yeah.
Have you ever played Tekken 2 and then gone on to Tekken 3?
Yeah.
Tekken 2 has, like, a crap load of characters, but like only three different like types of characters.
There's only one character you need, baby, Eddie Gordo.
That's in Tekken 3, and he's just like doing that stupid capoeira, and then you just mash square or circle.
And jumps around and flops and shit.
Hey, I nutbagged ya. Enjoy,
Eddie Gordo.
During Final Fantasy X's launch, PS2 sales increased 77%.
Dude, that's.
Yeah. Hey, I was gonna say, like, did it just like give it like a little nudge? But
the PS2 consoles sold 77% more because of Final Fantasy X.
What was the break between Final Fantasy IX and X then?
I think it was 2 years.
Really?
Final Fantasy IX came out in 99, and this is the 10th year, 2011. So 2001 was when X came out. So yeah, two years.
It was a fun game. But
I believe they were. Were they working on 10 while they were still working on 9? I could have sworn they might have had two groups going.
No, they were working on 12 while they were working on 10. I remember them talking about that.
Oh, 10, 11, and 12 were like part of a three-prong sales strategy or something. They were going to release like one after another. So they were working on all of them at the same time.
And I just, the funniest thing that I've ever heard was like, I guess the developers of Final Fantasy VII, they had a plan to release it for the N64 and the PS2, but I think it would be like 18 cartridges.
Oh my God.
For the N64. And I'm like, that's a fucking suitcase full of cartridges.
Yeah, you
and
would
you're like swapping it out every 20 minutes. And then you have to blow on it.
The collector's edition comes with luggage.
You like lose like one cartridge, you're fucked.
Dude, that would suck. It's, you'd have to keep track of 18 cartridges. Yeah.
It's a Buster Blade shaped case for all of them though.
Like, 4 discs is my limit. Like, I can still handle 4 discs if I have to. Like, Final Fantasy IX, 4 discs, whatever. L.A. Noire, I played that whole game. It was 3 discs on the 360. But
did not want to play that.
You don't want to play L.A. Noire? It was fun. It was fun as shit.
I can't get into it. I couldn't get into it.
Really? Yeah. I got so into that game. I loved it.
I don't play murder mysteries. I don't go to parties for a murder mystery. I go for free food.
There was more action than, I guess, reviews let on. There was actually shit happening. Like, you had to chase people down, shoot people, tackle people.
See, if I go for that, I'm just... Why not just get Grand Theft Auto? I mean...
Yeah, but it... It was, I know a lot of people said it was another Grand Theft Auto clone, but it was less like Grand Theft Auto than Red Dead Redemption was, yeah. And that was game of the year for a lot of people.
That was a good game.
And that was more like Grand Theft Auto than L.A. Noire was. Actually, L.A. Noire wasn't even developed by Rockstar, it was published by Rockstar.
Oh.
It was developed by Team Bondi out
but
of
it
Australia.
Definitely has the Rockstar feel.
Oh yeah, it's got the Rockstar influence, definitely. But it was less of a Rockstar-type game than Red Dead Redemption
Dude,
was.
Dude, I was talking to someone, and they were like, I don't know if there's any game that Rockstar couldn't make a sandbox game out of. It'd make it good.
Dude, Rockstar is like my favorite fucking company.
I like Valve.
They are right up there. Valve, I mean, yeah.
They don't make bad shit. It just takes them forever.
Yeah, the thing with Rockstar, though, is like, they consistently put out like a game like every couple years, and they're always fucking awesome.
I think they should be announcing next, like, spring is Grand Theft Auto.
They were, there was rumblings that they were going to announce a new Grand Theft Auto.
Well, I mean, like, Rockstar, don't they have, like, four or five different branches where they have, like, the one that just makes specifically driving games, and you have, like, the ones that make Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, there's like, North, L.A.
People were talking about what city Grand Theft Auto 5 should be in. Everyone's like, oh, maybe L.A. or maybe New York again, Miami. No, dude. Las Vegas.
They already did Las Vegas.
Though. When?
San Andreas.
There San Andreas was like part Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That was like but I guess that was like four different cities molded into one. Yeah.
But I mean, just totally Las Vegas? I don't know.
Yeah, but dude,
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto, Omaha.
You're either in the ghetto, one of the eight suburbs, or the 5 mile, you know, metro area.
It's a Red Robin.
Sweet. Hey, meet me by the Boston Market.
Let's go to the old market. You can ride the carriage. You could shoot the horses.
But one of my favorite things to do in Red Dead Redemption was get on a horse, get up to full gallop as fast as I could, look down and shoot the horse in the head. Yeah. You go flying off the front of that horse.
I watched George one time. He like lassoed a guy and then got fast enough that he like handbraked it on a horse and the guy like flew off the edge of the, like the cliff.
Awesome.
On the rope.
All right, so our final story in gaming news. Microsoft's big gamble finally paying off. You know, Microsoft has been pimping the shit out of the Kinect for the past couple of years. While pretty much everyone is saying, we don't care about motion controls, finally, it's paying off and turning a profit. Their profit in that division alone has grown 114%.
Well, good for
nice.
So, finally, after all the red rings, after all the broken microphones, after all that shit, they're turning a fucking profit. Speaking of which, my Xbox is currently out for repair as we speak.
Did it red ring?
And I have a new one. Slim. No, it just stopped working.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I was still under warranty, though.
No, see, they took the red LEDs out, so it doesn't red ring anymore. It just stops working.
It wouldn't load textures. Everything was polygons and, like, wireframes, and the audio wouldn't work or sync up correctly. It was all fucked up, dude.
I remember when I saw that Xbox was making a high-def DVD attachment for the Xbox. I'm like, oh, that's going to be so bad on their part. Because yeah. I don't know. I went with
HD
Blu-ray.
HD DVD
because,
failed.
Yeah, because I went with Blu-ray because I owned a PlayStation 3. So I'm like, all right, God, I hope Blu-ray wins because I'm going to be pissed if it doesn't.
It was fucking expensive at the time, though.
Yeah. Well,
so expensive it didn't need to be in the console in the first place, but whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Whatever. I mean,
fuck you.
I know what road we're going down when we talk about this, but whatever. We'll save it for another podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast from just me and you arguing.
Yeah, just me and you arguing shit. About if they should have put the Blu-ray player in there in the first place. I think now they could have put a Blu-ray player in there and it would have been fiscally fine because they don't cost a bajillion dollars anymore.
You know what I think is kind of dumb? I guess not dumb, but weird on Nintendo's part is that the Wii U uses like its own disc format.
God damn it, Nintendo.
Like, I mean, like, they couldn't just, like, use, like, DVDs again,
you know,
like the Wii.
It's weird. Nintendo does all these weird things, but Nintendo always turns a fucking
profit.
Yeah,
they do.
So I guess you can't really complain too much.
But I just think it's weird. I'm like, all right, well, the Wii used regular DVDs. That's cool.
Well,
but
I mean,
then the Wii U's like, oh, we're using our own disc. I'm like...
Well, I mean, what's stupid is, like, the only thing that's been backwards compatible for Nintendo has been the Wii, and that's only with GameCube.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like... You have, like, Wii, GameCube, those are kind of meshed together. GameCube can't play N64, N64 can't play Super Nintendo, Super Nintendo can't play NES. I mean, it all, nothing goes back where you have, like, The Xbox 360 can play the Xbox games. And Sony PS3, if you get the right one, you can play PS2 and PS1. Or no, you can always play PS1 because it just shuts the graphics card off just because it's a shitbag.
And I think the 360 was selectively backwards compatible. And you could also get one that was fully backwards compatible. But like the Pro one was backwards compatible.
Oh, really?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Probably just so you could play Halo. I mean, that's all anyone ever played. Well, I'm going to play Top Spin 2004.
It's fucking
nice.
True.
Hook me up.
There was rumor about Halo 2 being a games on demand, like download. I'd be all over that. Halo 2 was the shit. The online multiplayer was like the most fun I've ever had because everyone was like, this was before. This was about when online multiplayer started to degrade and just, like, racial slurs. People in Halo 2 were tight, man. It was fun. Now it's just, like, I get called all these racial slurs. I'm just like, dude, I'm a white guy in the middle of the United States. It's like, you can't really call me anything that offends me, but you'll try.
Call me honky or cracker. I think that's it. Yeah. Check, check.
All right, so that'll do it for gaming news, and that will do it for our first episode. It was a strong episode. I think we did very good.
Yeah, I didn't say fuck a lot.
I feel confident in my first podcast.
You did very good. Much better than our first podcast. Our first podcast was god-awful.
Holy shit.
It was so bad.
We were using this thing to connect everything.
That dongle. Yeah, everything plugged into that dongle, which plugged into one port.
Which there was awful. Like mad amounts of static, too.
Oh, it was so bad. Anyway, so if you're listening to this and you've listened to Power Up Podcast before and you loved it, or you're listening to this for the first time, maybe on gpxgaming.net, and you love the show, remember, you can email us. See, we've gone just over an hour. Once I go over an hour, dude, I just fall off a cliff, man. Email us at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. Also, we're on Facebook. Search 3hitcombopodcast. You'll find us. Become a Facebook fan. You'll find all our other social networks there, like Twitter and Google+ and stuff like that. So, for Skyler, Andy, and myself, this is Matt signing out.